Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 55 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill. A new associates program partners with local high schools to expand Kentucky's aviation industry. The Moorhead Police Department is reopening a 22-year-old cold case and asking for the public's help. Search and rescue crews get training as part of a new program that aims to improve disaster response. A dinner and concert tomorrow in Moorhead will benefit the Coral Scholar Program. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, there's a chance of rain and lows will be near 39 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Maysville Community and Technical College recently announced a new aviation maintenance program. It's made possible through a $330,000 grant by the National Science Foundation. The program will teach students how to work on small aircraft like planes at the Fleming Mason Airport. Officials say many of those in the program are rural Kentuckians or veterans. Shanna Savard-Hogg, the Director of Grants and Contracts at MCTC, developed the grant proposal. She says this program and the recognition from the National Science Foundation highlights the good work being done locally.
At the high schools, at the regional airports, with the EAA chapters, using the good things that are already taking place and expanding them to make sure that we're meeting the workforce demand and helping Kentucky as a whole really grow our aerospace and aviation industry.
MCTC is partnering with five Kentucky high schools to expand the scope of aviation research. This program is also eligible for the Work Ready Scholarship, covering tuition and fees. More information on earning an associate's degree in aviation maintenance is on the MCTC website. The Moorhead Police Department is looking back into a cold case that's over 20 years old. WMKY's Hallie Adams reports they're asking for the public's help.
The Moorhead Police Department is hoping to get some traction on a hit and run that happened on May 1st, 2001. According to the department, Gary Lee Atkins Jr. was walking on West Main Street at 6 in the morning when an unknown vehicle hit and killed him. The police department is now asking that anyone with information call Detective Cottle at 606-784-7511. Callers can remain anonymous when talking to detectives. Police say Atkins' family remains hopeful that the case can be solved. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
A concert tomorrow in Moorhead will benefit music students at Moorhead State University. Each year, First Christian Church on Main Street sponsors four students through their FCC Choral Scholars Program. Nancy Gowler is the minister at First Christian. She says involvement with the church teaches the students valuable skills.
This program through the years has just provided music students an opportunity to get more, to get leadership skills, to learn more about music programs in churches and how those programs operate. It just gives them good experience.
Gowler adds that there will be a variety of music at the concert, including brass compositions, bluegrass, jazz, and some show tunes. There will be a taco bar dinner at 5:30, followed by the concert at 7. Tickets will be available at the door. A new program was signed into law recently, creating a state-sponsored search and rescue team. Kentucky is the last southern state to implement this kind of program. Recently, the Wolf County Search and Rescue Team underwent vertical hoist training to improve their response. Wolf County Search and Rescue's Chief Deputy Michael Hackett tells WYMT the new program will hopefully provide aid in future disaster responses.
It has kind of set in like the keystone of what we need for the politicians to kind of see, yeah, this might be something we need, and maybe it can help out the state of Kentucky. And obviously the floods show that it can, if it's done right, which I think it will.
The search and rescue team will be allowing the state to use their hoist training area in the Red River Gorge. Wildlife experts are warning Kentuckians it's harmful to take small animals from their habitats, even if they look abandoned. Jamie Rowe is the owner and founder of Grit and Grace Animal Rehabilitation Center in Cynthiana. She tells LEX18 approximately 95% of wildlife babies at Grit and Grace are there because of human intervention, inadvertently separating the animal from its family.
Mama puts them in a spot that is safe. They know to stay there. Sometimes they'll wander around that spot, but they usually go right back. She comes back and feeds them when they're supposed to, and then she goes back out and hunts or whatever she does.
More information on rehabilitation efforts can be found on GritAndGraceWildlifeRehab.com or by calling 859-954-0748. The Laurel County Animal Shelter has temporarily shut down after reported distemper cases. The shelter will not be bringing in more animals or allowing adoptions until May 25th. Distemper is a contagious disease in dogs that targets their respiratory, gastrointestinal, and nervous systems. Animal Rescue Coordinator for Kentucky Paws Animal Rescue, Patricia Shelton, tells WKYT the disease cannot be passed on to humans.
Here recently, a lot of places are showing distemper signs. A lot of places are shut down for distemper. If I had distemper and I'm staying close to you, you can get it. It's kind of like COVID. So my first reaction was start calling people to get help so that I can help them.
Distemper symptoms include watery eyes, fever, and loss of appetite. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Kentucky Blood Center, providing life-saving blood products to more than 70 hospitals across the Commonwealth. KBC collects in more than 90 counties in Kentucky with 8 donor centers and approximately 2,000 mobile drives annually. With 1 in 4 people in need of a blood transfusion in their lifetime, donors are needed daily to save local lives. All donations stay in Kentucky. More information online at kybloodcenter.org or by calling 800-775-2522.
Senate Bill 229 will make child abuse reporting a more streamlined process and strengthens supports for at-risk families. The bill also requires child welfare hearings to be transferred to the Office of Legal Services within the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Chief Policy and Strategy Officer for Kentucky Youth Advocates Shannon Moody says families who may not fully meet criteria for investigation can still be reached out to by the department.
So it's not a typical investigation where there's substantiation of abuse and neglect, but it allows for DCDS to go into the home to provide some resources to the family before it sometimes even gets to the level of abuse occurring.
According to federal data, Kentucky ranks in the top 10 for rates of child maltreatment. Based on a study published by JAMA Network Open, Stand Your Ground laws result in 700 homicides each year. The controversial law has been in place in Kentucky since 2006. The law allows the use of lethal force in public, but only in cases of self-defense where there is an immediate attack. Allison Anderman is the director of local policy for Gifford's Law Center. She tells WYMT there's always been a standard to the law. An individual must try to retreat from the conflict before using lethal force.
Stand Your Ground refers to repealing the duty to retreat in public, meaning that you can take someone else's life even if you could have left the conflict without harm to yourself or anyone else.
Included in Kentucky's self-defense laws is a clause allowing for the defense of others. For this defense, the acting party must be sure that there is immediate danger to the person they are acting to defend. Otherwise, they'll be considered the perpetrator, regardless of intention. Breathitt County Judge Executive Jeff Noble's trial ended last week. WMKY's Caleb Fugit has more.
Noble was indicted in 2019 on abuse of public trust and theft by unlawful taking charges after reportedly buying lumber with county money. In his trial last week, he was found not guilty. WYMT reports the Breathitt County Judge Executive is still set for another trial in July on abuse of public trust, theft by unlawful taking, and official misconduct charges. The charges come from an accusation stating Noble spent roughly $986 of public money to buy diesel for personal use. But Commonwealth's attorney Miranda King says they plan to, quote, dismiss the remaining cases against Judge Executive Jeff Noble, end quote. For WMKY News, I'm Caleb Fugit.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and a yarn shop. a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
The Prestonsburg Floyd County Emergency Communications Center is a consolidation of the city and county emergency dispatch centers in Floyd County. The ECC started receiving calls from outside city limits in January, and it's expected to answer approximately 25,000 calls by the end of 2023. Robbie Williams is the Floyd County Judge Executive. He tells WIMT the facility's real-time tracking helps dispatch locate calls.
They have updated all the mapping. The mapping is top-notch. They take care of all the mapping for us, and it truly helps on our calls, because some of the issues that you run into is not knowing the area that you're dispatching into.
The Prestonsburg Floyd County ECC was remodeled in 2019 with updated technology so callers, dispatchers, and first responders can communicate effectively. The teachers' union, Kentucky 120 United AFT, says Fayette County schools are no longer recognizing them. Laura Hartke is the Kentucky 120 United AFT organizer. She told WKYT that the school district is giving their teachers more restrictions. A statement from FCPS spokeswoman Lisa Defendol says the American Federation of Teachers, locally known as AFT 120, has not gone through the proper channels of filing the appropriate paperwork with the state agencies to be recognized as a Kentucky labor organization. And taking a quick look at sports, the Moorhead State University baseball team got back to play just a few minutes ago. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
This week, the Moorhead State baseball team heads into a season-long five-game homestand as the Eagles kick off the week with a pair of single-game contests. Moorhead State hosts the University of the Cumberlands today before hosting Eastern Kentucky tomorrow. Moorhead State holds the best overall record at home in the Ohio Valley Conference at 13-2. Against non-conference opponents, Moorhead State is 9-0. Jackson Feltner has a great week versus NKU and UT Martin, notching 7 hits, including 2 homers in 4 games. Feltner leads the OVC in batting average at .381 with a .503 OBP. His home run on Friday made him the 28th player in OVC history to hit 40 home runs in a career, doing so in just under 3 seasons. Tomorrow's game against the Colonels will get underway at 5 o'clock as well. Live updates are available at msueagles.com. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And taking a look at your region's weather forecast, we have mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of rain, lows near 39 degrees. It's partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Daytime highs will be near 59 degrees. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. Then on Thursday, it's sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Caleb Fugit, Kaylee Lacey, Annabelle Peterman, and Hallie Adams. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered. Thanks for joining us.